I, sadly, have been assigned as your mentor. I have no idea what crime I have committed against the gods to have received such a pledge as you. First of all, please don't use that familiar tone with me. You are but a mere pledge. You should be more respectful to those who are members. Should I approve your membership, you will be made an initiate and be part of the court on campus. More likely, you will be thrown out on your pretty arse. If you live long enough to please both our Knight Magus and the Council of Masters to see past your obvious inadequacies, then you will be elevated to Squire, and only then will you truly be a member of the Unseelie Court outside of the university. I saw from your forms that you are not a legacy member, but you're already sponsored by a female human knight. That is quite uncommon. She must have been extraordinary to get in, or at least very good at sucking cock. Oh, really? If that offends you, then you may wish to leave. TDU has very strict rules about sexism, but they do not generally apply here. Nor do the rules forbidding violent assault or murder. Even though we are all humans to one degree or another, this is not a place of human law. I'm glad you asked. The rules you need to follow are simple, that even you might remember them. Obey the strong. Command the weak. Keep your word. Keep the secrets of the court. Remember our motto. I was getting to it. Calm yourself. Our motto is Quid est ludium sanguinem amici? Roughly translated, it means what's a little bloodshed between friends? And we are all friends here, even if we sometimes hate one another. We support one another. Come up to my room. I want to show you something. If you are too scared to follow even this most basic of commands, then you should leave now. We won't be good for you. Oh, and despite our laws being different, one of them is that of free will. You're free to fail at any time and leave. None would bother to harm you. You wouldn't be worth the trouble. Good. At least you're starting to learn your place. Come in. But of course it's clean. I'm not a slob. And we have a nice brownie girl that comes in on weekends and cleans for us. Now, she's not of the court, but skilled help must be respected. Anyway, this is my spear. It was a gift from my father. It knows the taste of mortals like you, and it seeks their hearts. Don't move. I'd hate to harm you, by accident. I assure you that it would pierce your soft flesh like butter. It would spill your warm blood all over the floor, and not a single person here would care. So, this is the choice you've made. Do you still want to proceed, knowing that you will be placing yourself entirely under my power, and that if I feel the slightest whim, I may slay you? Fine. At least you've got some unrefined courage in you. Oh, yes. And there's another lesson here besides that of my power over you. This spear belonged to my father. He was a knight in service to the Queen of Air and Shadows. He defeated my mother, a human warrior of some renown. He captured her at the tip of this spear and forced her to pleasure him. She became his captive. She tried to escape many times, and he had to hunt her quite a bit, but eventually she accepted her place and married him. They were quite well suited for each other. I suppose they loved one another in their way. They certainly respected and feared one another. That is how you can earn your place here. earn at least my respect and perhaps my fear. Although I don't know what I have to fear from such a harmless little thing, but perhaps you'll surprise me. Hmm? Oh, time is different in fairy, which even a simple person such as yourself must understand. So this happened during one of the last great wars between man and the Fae, probably a bit over 2,000 years ago. I'm not all that old. I was raised in my father's court until I was perhaps 5, and then sent here to age properly and learn more. In all truth, I'm probably only a few more years older than you. But I can assure you that I am your superior in every way. I'm stronger, smarter, faster, and simply better than you. Pity that I did not get assigned Eldriel. Although I do not believe she has been officially pledged yet. She is a bit of a brat, but at least she understands what it means to be Unseelie through and through. And she is always so eager to please the brothers of the fraternity. Perhaps we can see if you are good for the same thing. So, if you want to impress me, you can start with your mouth, little one. But first, I want you to take off your clothes. Oh, slowly. For the God's sake, pretend you have some class. That's it. Draw it out. Imagine that you're enjoying it. Oh, don't worry. I know that you're not. I can practically smell your impotent anger and fear. when you're quite ready, come along. Well, now that I can see your entire body, I must say that I'm pleasantly surprised. You really are quite a fetching little thing. Now, get on your knees. Good girl. Right, come on now. You've already turned me on with your slutty little body. Take my cock out. Don't pretend to be coy. I know you've done this before. Ah, there you go. Good girl. Yes. There you go. Lovely. You do know your way around a cock, don't you? Don't look at me so insolently. I should bring my fellow squires in here. We could teach you some humility very quickly. Fuck. I need this. It's been a difficult year. I imagine this must all be new to you. Oh, no, not sucking cock. Clearly not. No, the stress of the classes you're taking. The ambition of wanting to become, through your will alone, a noble. And choosing the Unseelie. Fuck, yes. As your pledge. Oh, you are beautiful. And that would have served you well in the Seelie court. It can help you here too, but it's not considered an inherent value. You should have some virtue or ability that I have not seen yet for you to be so confident. Your tongue is skilled, but I tire of it. Stop. Good. Well, at least you can follow directions. And you know what comes next, don't you? I want you to say it. That's right. You're going to straddle me, take my cock inside your tight little pussy, and do the only thing that gives your life value here. Pleasure me. And you'd best do it better than you did with your useless mouth. I've no time for sluts who can't even fuck properly. Oh, yes, that's good. Well, played. Well, Don't just sit there. Move. I'll tell you a secret. Not many know this. I never had to pledge the Unseelie Court because I was born to it. So I'm what they call a legacy. They are elevated to initiates automatically and typically inducted into the court as squires upon graduation. A legacy just has to share blood directly with another Unseelie. But, you see, blood is just a word. It's really about being family. And what could be more familial than the bond between spouses? What? No, I'm not suggesting we marry, you fool. In the Unseelie Court, you are considered married if you fully consummate with another. That is to say, you shared fluids. To put it in vulgar terms, if I came inside you, we'd be considered spouses. Only for a year and a day, but still, it would be enough to make you a legacy. You'd skip straight from pledge to initiate. But of course, that will never happen. You know why, don't you? I can see it in your eye. Well, just in case you're even dumber than you look, let me make it clear. It won't ever happen because I'm never going to come inside your filthy, common cunt. The very idea repulses me. Oh, when I come, it will be all over you, marking you as mine, not the other way round. You'd make a fine little toy, I think, if not a full initiate. It would be nice to have a submissive human cum dump around for when I get stressed. Or have company over, don't you think? Yeah, I like that idea. Now, get off me. Get off me. I'm almost ready to finish and I want to ruin that pretty makeup. Didn't you hear me? I am not coming inside, you trollop. Don't make me throw you off. All right? I warned you. Fuck. Fuck! Oh, fuck. You cut me. Ow. And it burns? How did you smuggle a cold iron dagger in here, of all places? This changes nothing. I can still overpower you. Ow! You marred my face, you insolent little... Oh, I see. You truly are prepared to slit my throat, aren't you? Okay. Fuck. Fine. Yes. Yes, I'll do what you want. I'll come in you. What? You can't be serious. Isn't it enough that you'll be made a legacy and my, spouse? I won't say that. It's humiliating. All right. Fuck it. All right. All right. You're in charge. You don't need to mark me anymore. I'll say it. Damn it. Okay. Ease up with the knife. Please, mistress, let me come. Ow, fuck! Did you really need to cut my face again? Fine, fine, fine. I'll say it again. And I mean, I'll mean it. I promise you. Oh. Please, mistress, I want to come. I'll be good for you if you let me. I'll mentor you and treat you with respect and... Oh, fuck. And help you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm close. Come on, come with me. Please, please come with me. I need to feel you spasming around my cock. I need to see you lost in pleasure. I need to. No. Well, that was unexpected. You gained the upper hand, and you forced me to come inside you. You're a legacy now. My approval isn't needed. For now. I find the blade at my throat erotic, but also impressive. You can put it away now. Hurt you? Don't be ridiculous. You bested me. In this moment, you were strong and I was weak, and you commanded me. You wielded fear as ably as that blade. You earned your place. It's humiliating, but the most important lessons always are. Well then, I suppose we must discuss your future here, initiate. Perhaps at the bar? I'm buying, for tonight anyway. Go get dressed.